In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Nice comment on the book of identification cards. With pictures of the Holy Quran. By Dr. Muhammad bin Abdul Aziz bin Omar Nassif. May God protect him. Surat Al-Kafirun. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May peace and blessings be upon the seal of the prophets and messengers. And upon all his family and companions. We are still with. Nice comment on ID cards. And we reached Surah Al-Kafirun. And it has smooth pauses. The first stop is with the virtues of the surah. As mentioned here that it is one of its virtues. They read in topics. Including the first rak'ah of the Sunnah of Far. What I noticed is that. These are the topics in which we read Surah Al-Kafirun. And the speech in the surah. To the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. And the believer is followed. In words that are said to the unbelievers. And when you read these topics that. It is permissible for you to recite this surah. The infidels do not hear you. They don't know about you. When you read in the Sunnah of Far, for example. In the first rak'ah and this Fatiha. Say, O disbelievers, who among the disbelievers can hear you? The basic principle is that no one will hear you from them. Rather, this is the reality. So why do you read this surah? You address the unbelievers and they do not exist. The truth. I spotted him. This is how you remind yourself. The truth must settle in your heart. And you always need to renew it. In your position towards the unbelievers. I do not worship what you worship. Nor do you worship us what I worship. We do not worship what you worship. Nor have you ever worshipped us. And your religion is obel. As for the endowment, we obtain the second. It is an opening in the surah with a command. Say, O disbelievers! The surah shows the position of the Muslim. From the infidel. Who determines this position? He is God Almighty. This matter, say, O disbelievers, reminds you. Oh my goodness! Your position on the infidel is not a position determined by you. Rather, you receive it from the revelation that came down to the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. As for the third time, regarding the subject of the surah, it was mentioned that it speaks as it appears. About innocence from the unbelievers and steadfastness in this religion. This alerts us to a very important issue. It is often suggested that the issue of disavowal of unbelievers is their issue. It was invented or created by some Muslim scholars in one era. Under any circumstances, this is absolutely false. The Quran is clear on this issue. And from that is this surah. What other surahs and verses talk about this a lot? Innocence from unbelievers is clear in this religion. It is clear in this surah, which we have been prescribed to repeat and repeat in various places. We affirm this attitude within ourselves and live by it in dealing with others. In addition to the controls and details that are known in other verses. And in the hadiths of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, and in the texts of scholars. Either it is claimed that this is something new to religion. Such a surah is a clear response to this call. God knows best and knows best. May God's blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and all his companions. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds.